Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back with, we're talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum about, we're talking about Lyme disease, about fibromyalgia. You've written a book from Fantastic to Fibromyalgia, and actually you've written a few books on fibromyalgia and treated, I think, hundreds and thousands of patients over the years. You mentioned before we took a break about the SHINE protocol, and how, you know, and how you said that 90% of people that use that are going to feel better. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and you know, maybe break it down a little slower for people so that they understand?
Absolutely, Dave, because it is a lot of information. So for those of you with Lyme disease or thinking that you might have it, here's a good overall approach to getting well. Find a holistic doctor or naturopath who can go ahead and give the antibiotics. Doxycycline or tetracyclines have a special benefit that they also decrease pain by helping prevent the changes in the brain that are caused by the pain. A very critical thing when you're getting treated for the Lyme disease, when you have chronic antibiotics for any reason, you're going to get overgrowth of yeast infections and fungal infections. Women know this when they get the vaginal yeast infections. But the main problem is in the sinuses and in the gut for both men and women. So if you're starting to get chronic nasal congestion, sinusitis, or irritable bowel, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, you need to be treated for the candida. And I'll use a mix of a good probiotic along with the medication Diflucan. Once you've done those, and you've pretty much covered the key thing with the Lyme, and there are never-ending variations and permutations of antibiotics that can be given for five lifetimes. I mean, if you go to, you know, to some folks. And so it may need to be extended, but here's the key. Then go with SHINE. And it's worth writing this down. For anybody who has fatigue or pain, this is a recipe for making those problems go away. The S is sleep. And most people don't know that the average night's sleep until 9 years ago, until 130 years ago, was 9 hours a night. That was average. And then we developed light bulbs, and it's gone downhill now to 6 3/4. So we've lost a third of our sleep. And sleep is when we repair our body systems. If you don't sleep, you'll be in pain. Now, the problem with fibromyalgia and chronic Lyme is that it triggers, we talked about blowing a fuse, that circuit breaker controls sleep. So you can't sleep even though you're exhausted. So there's a mix of treatments. And let me note, we do have on our website a free energy analysis program where people can go and take a quiz. If they have the pertinent lab tests, it will analyze those as well and tailor a program to their case to help optimize energy and recovery. So they could find that on our website at endfatigue.com. So E-N like Nancy, D like David, and then the word fatigue.com. Everything we're about to say here is included in that free online quiz, the energy analysis program. So for sleep, there's a mix of herbs, and my favorite is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of 6 herbs that will leave most people sleeping like puppies. If you have trouble because your mind is wide awake at bedtime, that's usually because your cortisol levels are the adrenal stress hormone, too low during the day, too high at bedtime. A product called Sleep Tonight or Cortisol Manager that has ashwagandha and phosphatidylserine, you'll find often within the first day or two, will help you sleep better. For those who wake up at 2 in the morning to 4 in the morning, which is virtually everybody with chronic Lyme and fibromyalgia, taking a bedtime protein snack to keep your blood sugar from dropping, like a hard-boiled egg or some cheese or meat before bedtime, will often be helpful. Medications would include Zolpidem, Zopiclone, Trazodone, Neurontin, all of these in low dose, gabapentin. So we'll use a mix of natural combined with, when needed, in fibromyalgia and chronic Lyme, the sleep medications as well, using a mix of a low dose of several things to get people to 8 hours of sleep a night.
So so after sleep, then, and then what are you talking about? What's the H stand for?
The H should be hormonal support. That circuit goes off decline that controls sleep also controls your hormone system. So even though the blood test may be normal, most people have low thyroid, low adrenal, low estrogen, low progesterone, and low testosterone. All of those need to be optimized using bioidentical hormones, which are the natural ones, based not on the tests. The tests give some information, but based on symptoms. If you are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone pretty much no matter what the blood tests show. If you get irritable and hungry, you get these feed me now or I'll kill you moments, you need adrenal support. If your symptoms, not PMS, but trouble sleeping, fatigue, achiness, headache, are worse throughout your menses, you need estrogen and progesterone. And for men, if you have low libido, if you have erectile dysfunction, if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you need a trial. If your testosterone level is in the lowest one-third of the normal range, then you need bioidentical testosterone.
What does the I stand for, Dr. Teitelbaum?
I would be infections. So here's where Lyme fits in. Lyme is one of over 20 infections that can trigger fibromyalgia. There are literally dozens and dozens that can be going on. So candida is the most important one. We go after antibiotic-sensitive infections as one group. We'll look for parasites, and you have to use special labs that know how to look for parasites. Most do not. And then we'll look for symptoms of viral infections, and then we're going to treat those. So across the board, knowing that the testing is not reliable, we look based predominantly on what mix of symptoms are present to go ahead and consider which anti-infectious agents to use.
What does N stand for in your SHINE protocol?
N is nutritional support. And people ask, what vitamin do I need or nutrient? And the answer is all of them. It's not a single nutrient problem. So here's a recipe I like to give people that anybody with fatigue and pain usually finds dramatically helpful. One, there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. People will take just a half a scoop or a scoop a day of that. I have them add 5 grams of ribose, which is a special energy sugar. And in our recently published study, increased energy an average of 61%. Just that nutrient alone. I have them take an omega-3 supplement. I don't want them taking a handful of fish oil pills all day. That's a pain, and they're going to be burping up fish oil. All they need is a single tablet called Fect Omega, which is a bioidentical, very high-potency essential fatty acid. You don't need the oils. You just need those. So I have them take one of those, CoQ10, 200 milligrams, acetyl-carnitine, and try iodine, 6 1/4 milligram a day. Meanwhile, cut out the sugar, increase the salt in most people, increase water intake, and most people with these illnesses find they do best with a high-protein diet with frequent meals through the day.
What does your E stand for in SHINE protocol?
E would be exercise as able, because the problem as in this illness, since you have a limited amount of exercise, if you push too hard instead of conditioning, you crash and burn. And people then are afraid to exercise at all because they end up bedridden for 2 days after. So the answer is to walk as much as you comfortably can, because otherwise you will decondition, which is a real problem in this disease. So get a pedometer and add 50 steps a day until you find the level that your body says, that's as much as I want to do, and then leave it there or ease it back a bit. After about 8 weeks on the SHINE protocol, 8 to 10 weeks, people find their energy is often skyrocketing, and then they're able to continue conditioning by adding 50 steps every day or two, looking for that magic goal of at least 5,000 and optimally 10,000 steps a day.
How important is stress management in treating fibromyalgia?
Well, it's critical. This is an energy crisis. Usually are people who take care of everybody but themselves, and they have trouble saying this special and very important word, and that word is no. So when people come along who are what I call energy vampires, or just people who don't really care about you, they just care about themselves, and they ask people, I want you to do this and this, and most people go like, they look and go, no. People with fibromyalgia, their brains are saying, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it, blah, 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 and they say yes. So here's a simple rule for those of you out there do have this mix of symptoms. We talked about thyroid ache, brain fog, can't sleep. Anytime anybody asks you to do something that takes more than 2 hours, the answer is, I don't think so. You know, my doctor said I can't take on anything else right now, but I'll get back to you if I change my mind. Having said those words at the end, where everybody else dashed for cover when they saw this person coming and you were there like a deer in the headlights, you'll now find you can get away. If when you get away, you find that you really feel, not think, but feel like you would like to do that, that it feels good to do, then you call them back and say yes. But most of the time, that's not going to happen, and you've just escaped the X. So basically, do those things that feel good or that you need to do to keep from being arrested or homeless. But beyond that, if things feel bad, start to cut those free. And that may include those energy vampires in your life who, and you can tell them because any day that you have, a day that you feel better, there's like a neon sign on your head goes up saying energy, emotional toxic waste dump open. And out come the energy vampires, and they put their hooks in. You're like, God, if not for you, I don't know what I do. And they put their hooks in. Then they throw up all of this emotional garbage on you. And then they say they leave saying, well, I feel so much better. And you feel like you just had a dump truck of toxic waste dumped on you.
Dr. Teitelbaum, we're out of time, but I'm sure there's people that are interested in learning more about this. And you have a great website. Tell us a little bit about it and where they can find it.
Endfatigue.com. And again, the energy analysis program, excellent place to begin. I recommend my book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, for those who want a nice, simple version of what's going on and how to get well. For those who want more detail, my book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, is like a textbook with over 500 scientific references. So those tools will help you really start on your way to getting healthy.
Thanks, Dr. Teitelbaum. It's been great talking to you. That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair, our producer, and producers across the country that are making it available. Have a great, healthy week.